Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It is about noon, and you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And we just heard some Magnetic Fields from their excellent 1999 album, Holiday, the song Strange Powers, one of the signature Magnetic Field songs. No particular reason to play that other than I... bought the album, a record of that a few weeks ago, and finally downloaded the MP3s and thought, I should play one of these songs. It's great. So thank you, Audiopile, for having it in stock at a reasonable price, and got to play some Magnetic Fields. On today's show, it is a smorgasbord of great new songs. There are some heavy hitters on this lineup. So some new Andy Schaaf, some new Sorry Girls, some new Tennis, some new Black Belt Eagle Scout, some new Jenny Haval, new Fever Ray. Whew, so much good stuff. Some new Dumb. We'll see if I fit it in. Yeah, long story. We're going to start off with some H. Hawkline. Recording artist from Wales, has worked with Aldous Harding and Kate Le Bon, and has a new, I think he was in the band Drinks with Kate Le Bon. And this is his new album. It's called Milk for Flowers, and we're going to hear the title track. So here we go. Here is H. Hawkline on Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you. much. I feel like a nun picking roses, and he never comes when he promises. This milk is too warm for the night. So much to learn, am I hurting you? I feel like a nun picking roses, and he never comes when he promises. The older the night, the more it flowers.
Are you sick and tired of the cold, wet Vancouver rain? We have the perfect solution for you. Come and hide out from all the elements with us here at the station for a party broadcasted live. We have four exciting performances from local artists like Zipcar Hot Dog, Lovely Company, Magnolia, and Exit Strategy. We hope to catch you at the Hideout.
Now Eurovision. Hey, psst. Actually, it's called Shindig.
Prepare for the ultimate battle of the bands. The best from Vancouver's musicians come together to show their talents. Starting with 16 bands and one final winner.
Qualifiers on November 1st, 5th, 18th, and 27th, with the finale on December 2nd at the Redgate Art Society. Be there or like be square.
Claire.
All right, that was Denver, Colorado's Tennis with their new single, One Night with the Valet. They are going to be coming to town no time soon, though, on 420, April 20th, 2023. They'll be playing, in town. I forget where it is. And they have the band Loving opening for them, formerly of Victoria. I don't know if Loving ever ended up playing here, but they had a date for much postponed date. I don't think they ever ended up playing after all. So it's nice that they'll finally have a show here after 3 years of not doing that. So that's a fun song. Before that, we heard Sorry Girls from Montreal with their new single Breathe, out now on Arbutus Records. Before that, Andy Schauf, I think that's how you pronounce it, from the forthcoming record Norm. That's the debut single on that. It's called Wasted on You. And at the top, H. Hawkline with the title track from his new record, Milk for Flowers. And H. Hawkline is not in Drinks. That's Tim Presley from White Fence, the other dude that hangs around Kate LeBon a lot. So pardon the confusion. All right. Moving down the West Coast to around Portland, where Black Belt Eagle Scout calls home. They have a new record out titled The Land, The Water, The Sky. And this is the debut single, it's the second single. It's called My Blood Runs Through This Land. Here is Black Belt Eagle Scout.
I'm not afraid to die. Can you figure that way? Higher, higher, higher.
right. That was Big City from their recent album Liquid Times. That was the song Vicious. And they are going to be playing as a part of Autumn Waste, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. I'll back announce the other tracks first. So before that, we heard Fever Ray from the new record Radical Romantics. That was the song Carbon Dioxide. Fever Ray has announced a tour, but the closest they're coming is Oakland. However, I would say it's worth it. I saw them play at the Vogue in 2018, and it was a wild night. So highly recommend. Maybe the tour will expand, and we'll get a chance to see Fever Ray again. Before that, we heard Jenny Haval with her first new song since Classic Objects was released earlier this year. This is a new single entitled Buffy, apparently inspired by the TV show. Strange timing on that, but whatever. Jenny Haval has dabbled in vampire as a subject matter before, so maybe it's right in her wheelhouse. And before that, at the top, we heard Black Belt Eagle Scout with the song My Blood Runs Through This Land. So I was mentioning Autumn Waste. Autumn Waste is a fundraiser for Music Waste, the annual music festival that happens in early June. And so in the past few years, the Music Waste org committee has started Autumn Waste and Winter Waste as a chance to bring the community together, listen to some bands, and also to raise some funds for Music Waste. So this Saturday night at Green Auto, which is at 1822 Pandora, there'll be a bunch of bands playing. Gadfly, Big City, M10E, and Roche McGurk. And I went to Green Auto for the first time last Saturday night for the Chom Showcase, and it was excellent. It's a great venue, nice indoor-outdoor space, and really... great. So nice to have a new venue in the mix here in Vancouver. I'm going to play for you some Gadfly. So they've just re-recorded one of their earlier songs called Sweet Blood, and they've released it as a single. And so they'll be a part of Autumn Waste. And then after that, we're going to hear some Frog Eyes, because Frog Eyes is also playing Saturday. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Here is Gadfly.
that's not what I mean.
Change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, it
is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
We'll be right back. guess I'm ready to begin.
All right. You're listening to Yolo Tango right now with their song 1 p.m. Again. It is indeed 1 p.m. again. Yolo Tango also going on tour, not coming to Vancouver, but they are coming to Bellingham. And I'm strongly considering a run to the border to see Yolo Tango on a Friday night. Pretty tempting. Before this, we heard Dumb from their new record, Pray for Tomorrow. That was a song fully compromised. And that album is out now on Mint Records, and they're going to be performing as a part of the Mint Ridiculously Early Christmas Party on Sunday, December 4th at Redgate. So check that out. Always a spectacular time when Mint throws a party. Before that, we heard K-Car from their recent cassette, La K7. That was the song Bleu Nuit. And they're going to be performing as a part they're going to be performing along with Frog Eyes on Saturday night at the Lido on West Broadway or East Broadway. And there's advance tickets for that, which is kind of unusual for Lido. I imagine there'll be a pretty good crowd for that show. So maybe if you don't want to be disappointed, look into getting tickets. And before that, we heard the band Swan Lake, which was a collaboration between Kerry Mercer of Frog Eyes, Dan Behar of Destroyer, and Spencer Krug of Wolf Parade. Supergroup of sorts from 15 years ago now. That was the song All Fires, which I love that song, from Beast Moans. Before that, we heard Frog Eyes from their new record, The Bees, released earlier this summer. That was the song I Was an Oligarch. And at the top, Gadfly. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the sunny stretch that we have. Next week, TJ Felix is going to be in studio. They've just released their third album of the year, so they're going to be here with their bassist, Phoenix, who has been by the station before, and talking about their records. So that should be a lot of fun. So tune in next week for a special episode of Dunkin' Donuts with TJ Felix, who we're hearing right now. This is from Claustrophobic Morning, and this is from the album Songland. Have a good week.
Snowfall.